Hello, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Am I crashing kids so hard, Emily?
No. Yes, hello. I am.
Why are you looking at the screen? People can only hear us, not see us.
Hello.
Yeah, what do I always say in the beginning of my episode? Before the music plays, what do you say?
Cue music.
Yeah. Everybody.
With kids so hard and dad so hard.
This is a podcast mashup, isn't it, Emily?
Yeah.
But are we missing somebody? Who are we missing? No. If this is a dad so hard episode, who are we missing? Danny's missing because we're doing this just live from our basement.
Yeah.
Emily's in the middle of power recording episodes of Kids So Hard. Correct.
Yes, I am.
And we are currently waiting for one of our friends who's going to be doing another episode. And we thought we'd do a special Emily and Daddy episode where we're going to do some activities together. So if you're listening with your kids, what are we going to try to do together, Emily? Color? Are you going to teach me how to color?
Do you want to draw something?
Yeah, I want you to teach me how to draw something. Get out your pens and paper, everybody. Come on. Give me. Oh, I'm using, what is this? What size paper is this? It's like a 4x6, Emily. This is tiny.
It's fun.
Yeah, we're going to do a tiny drawing. I can do that. We're going to do a tiny drawing. Hey, what do I do first? Do I grab any color marker? Is there a strategy between marker selection?
No. Grab whatever color you want. I would suggest black, though.
Black? What if I use a Sharpie? This isn't technically not a marker. It's a Sharpie. You consider a Sharpie a marker?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. You know it's permanent. Unlike a lot of kids' markers are not permanent.
So let's begin.
Are you, Emily, right now is distracted. You're doing something else. You are distracted. Okay. You're not. Yeah.
Sorry.
What were you doing? Tell everybody what you were doing.
Making like something that I'm not going to say because it's a surprise.
Oh, she was in the middle of making a surprise. I can see what it is, but I'm going to ignore. I don't know what that's. Oh, okay.
Let's start. We're
going to
make.
What color did you grab?
Black.
So that's a hard, that's like a paint marker.
I don't care. It works.
It works. It works. Okay.
Okay. We're going to draw a flower pot with flowers inside.
Oh, okay. Flower pot, flowers. And for anybody listening, this will get posted on the Dad So Hard Instagram.
It doesn't need to be too big.
No, it doesn't need to be too big. Okay. Let's put our phone up so we can still see if our guest is.
So,
okay, what do we do first?
First, you're going to sort of make a half circle. A half circle like that.
A half circle on the bottom?
Yeah.
Like a...
U, but a thick U.
Like a smiley face. But without...
Like that.
Like some, like, okay, like if it was an emoji, it would be the smile part of the emoji.
Okay, good. Now... Okay.
Now what?
You're going to, curve in... But not too much.
Oh, this is not a flower pot I was expecting. This is a very different type of flower pot. Okay.
Okay. So how did you describe those curves?
Like C's, but not really curvy C's.
I would describe it on the, like a C. How would you describe a C? Where is the letter C? I don't know.
So you're sort of like boom.
Boom. What a boop means.
Like a C.
Oh my God, visually. Oh, so you want them to make, okay, so on top of the curve, you're going to make like the letter C, and then you're going to do a reverse C on the other side. So this is going to be more of a, I think this is more of a, this reminds me more of a vase than a flower pot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a vase. I forgot the word. So then you're going to put a squiggly line, because that's going to be like where the water is.
Oh, so it's a clear vase.
No, so like.
Correct, but if you're doing a squiggly.
Yeah. Because that's like the water. That's the water.
So this is a see-through. This is a glass vase. Let's call this a glass vase. Okay. We'll be fancy. Okay. Who says vase instead of vase?
You.
What girl in a book that you read says the fancy word versus the non-fancy word?
Oh, Eloise.
Eloise does. And who's the other girl?
I don't know.
Fancy
Nancy.
Correct. So Fancy Nancy was saying vase instead of vase. What would you say?
Flower pot.
She would say vase.
Oh,
come on.
Okay. Now she's going to draw the flowers. You're just going to make the vase and curve So like that. So it's like a line curving from in the water, but it's sort of like a candy cane, but like
so it curves
not fully curving. So oh, like it's fine, it's fine. Because okay. Now you're just gonna have a flower that's sort of like that. And then you're gonna make a circle.
Emily, sort of like what? Emily, you describe like sad and depressed.
A dead flower.
A dead okay. flower.
And then you're gonna make a flower.
So, well, explain what you just did. You
like, so I drew a circle at the end and then, like, put petals on it.
The very end of the, after you do the little bit of your candy cane, at the top of the candy cane, you're saying do a circle.
Yeah, and then just make a straight line.
Wait, let me do, and then you did what, petals? So then you did little half circles off of the center?
Uh-huh. Now okay. Just make a straight line.
Wait, oh, another straight line in the flower, in the vase.
Yeah.
I'm putting my straight line in the center.
Mm-hmm. And then do another
circle. And then do another circle on it.
And now you're going to do the same thing like that.
And then you're going to repeat this how many times, Emily?
Like three. So like you have two curvy flowers on the sides and then one straight flower. And then you're just going to draw a line under the vase.
Oh, like you're going to do a horizon line on the under the vase to make it look like it's sitting somewhere.
And then you're going in the vase to make little squiggly so it looks like water. Just like that.
Wait, what did you mark on your table, though? You drew some lines on the table.
I drew lines so it sort of looks like wood.
Oh, you want your wood table to be wood? Okay,
so it's like wood. So it's like wood shape. It's not like brick, but like wood.
I'm drawing knots in my wood. You know what a knot is?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Not, I'm making mine. Mine looks like a reclaimed wood table,
yeah,
I think.
Like
but you want it to look like it's a wood table, not a metal table. What do you like about a wood table versus a marble table?
Well, marble tables, you can get dirty a lot easier.
Chris, was it a marble table better because you can clean it easier? Or is a wood table better?
Wood table because it's not as visible.
Oh, okay. I mean.
And also, it's harder and more sturdy.
As you throw your marker, that was your marker getting slammed on the wood table. So you have the wood table because you
throw it stirred. This okay. Our wood table is a mess, Emily. If we can take a picture of this for people.
Okay, no. It's only because we do lots of arts and crafts.
Oh, and that's why we're allowed to make it a mess.
Yeah.
Okay, we are allowed to make it a mess. That's what Daddy had said. So this table is a mess.
Okay. Right, and then you're gonna.
So if you're listening at home, we have our vase with three flowers coming out of it.
And then on the side.
And sitting on a table.
You're going to draw
Don't get it on the table. Oh, Emily just drew on the table again.
And okay. Then you could do like a half a box like on the side of your paper.
So on the upper right corner.
You could do a full box or a side.
But you want it to be like
you
in the upper right
corner. You
could
do however you want.
Corner.
Yeah. Like you could draw. A line.
What was this box supposed to be? Oh, okay. So you're making
and then
a box.
Line in between.
So you're making a cross. You're making a plus sign in the box.
Yeah. And then you're going to do like two mountains and then color it in.
So this is supposed to be a window? Why are
yes.
we coloring everything black? We're not using any markers.
No, because you don't know what people want to do. So it's sort of like the shades.
It can either look like, I think it looks like upside down curtains,
yeah.
Or you're saying it's supposed to be a mountain range outside the
window. No!
Well, yours looks like upside down.
No, I know.
My, I don't know. Mine. What does mine look like?
Now you're going to do the left corner of sun.
Oh. We're going to do a sun on the left corner?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're cheating, Emily, because the paper we're using actually has a little bit of a sun on it already. Because we're using my dad's old bank paper. So
and then
look,
I like to do with my son.
And it has a logo. If anybody knows the North Shore. Wait, was it North? No, North Fork. North Fork
circle,
Bank.
Circle line in the sun. And then smiley face.
I mean, you made a face.
And then you can do like a line going from the top of your paper. And then you can make like a chandelier however you want. I'm just doing like that.
What would you call that, a modern chandelier?
No.
I'm gonna make mine modern.
Look at mine. See? It's sort of like, think of it as, this is a good way to think of a chandelier. This is how I did mine. It's technically an upside down menorah.
Oh. Yeah, it's a, yes. You didn't do nine lights, but if you do an upside down menorah. Good. Well, technically, it's a chandelier, but it is almost like an upside down menorah. Oh, okay, good. Wait, was that a box for you?
Yeah.
It's okay, it just fell over. It didn't fall. Nice pickup. So a traditional chandelier, turn your paper upside down, draw a menorah, reverse it, and it looks like. What do you think of my chandelier?
That's really nice. It's good.
Say that again?
It's really nice.
Is Daddy doing an okay job?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I would like to do like a box. You don't have to do this. And then like that.
What are you doing? Gotta tell people.
I'm making a mug. See, look, it's a mug.
It is?
Yeah. See, like the mug and then the handle.
Okay.
And then you can make two mugs if you want. Just make a square and
yep.
Color it in. And then you're sort of gonna just do like a C, like a bubble case C, yep. But then connect that to your square. Like this.
Right. Let me see. A bubble case C. So it's like, cool.
And then, if you want, you don't.
So you, have I've. To okay. Do this. Why'd you put your mugs in the middle? Let me try
it's
to make mine.
Table.
Oh, I forgot it was a table. So you made a square, and then you did a handle.
Yeah, so it's a mug.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's my mug. I'm doing one mug, Emily, because I think it's a solo person's table.
And then
what else in this?
You would like to, you can maybe put, like, next to the, you can maybe, like, this is in your dining room, probably, so
what are we gonna
maybe
add?
Can put, like make the bottom of your flower pot a little, like, dark, so it's sort of like a shadow.
Oh, smart, okay.
You have light coming in, usually.
And the light's coming in from the window, so I'm going to do it dark over here.
Like that.
Is there any tips on, now, Emily, did you do a class on coloring where they talked about shading at one point?
No.
I thought you did a shading class.
No.
You didn't?
No. I didn't know I did that.
Well, how did you know? Didn't we learn something about shading, like you got to follow the light, and then if the light is on the opposite side? No, you did, remember?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
did, and it was like, how did you dark? No, it was something about how you used to, when you're coloring.
That's on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube, and the YouTube channel told you to find, what did the YouTube influencer tell you to do? It was like you do the darker parts of it first.
If you do a circle, then the way that your window is, like, make it the opposite way the shade.
Great, but didn't the woman, who's that one girl that we watched on YouTube that day? No, the girl on YouTube told us to always find the darker part of the object and color that first. Remember that girl? She did, like, all those crazy drawings, and she does there's a girl who does the squishy. Emily. Wait, so are we done with picture one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold the mic. You hold the mic.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of you. You hold the pictures up.
No.
I'll hold my picture up in your picture. I'm not going to put you in the camera. All right, cool. All right, pick it up. Pick the mic back up.
Do you want to do another photo?
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's do another one.
That's photo number one.
Give me the Sharpie.
Photo number one. What are we going to call photo number one?
It's a table.
Table and vase.
Let's call it the sunshine flower.
Hey, we're gonna go to the sunshine flower. See, some people are Emily are doodling with Mo Williams. I'm doodling with my daughter. Can we call this doodling with my daughter?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. Oh, now Emily's doing a surprise. I can't. Okay, Emily. Nobody can tell me. Emily's doing a surprise for us. So we're gonna see what happens. Okay. And go from there.
Okay, there.
Okay, well.
Okay, so our next drawing is going to be, do you want to do, like, what do you want to do?
Like, I would like to do, can we try to do a self-portrait?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're all going to try. Emily's going to guide us through a self-portrait.
So
Well, nobody can hear you because you're not.
I'm gonna do a self portrait. Let me have the Sharpie. I want you to try this.
We're switching. Emily's going for a Sharpie.
Yes, I am. Hold on. So,
you're really building skills
here. Yeah. First thing you're gonna do is make a neck, just like that. Yeah, like two lines, like an 11 at the bottom of your paper. Then you're gonna do like a half C, like this.
On top of the line. So a half C.
On top of the line.
The opening part of the C is facing upwards in the air.
Yeah, so it's sort of like a big U for your head. Yeah, like that. And then, since I'm a girl, I'm gonna do like hair. So I'm gonna do like a squiggly line, like that. Yeah. And then I'm going to do, like, another line. And then I'm going to do a circle. A circle. A circle, like a rubber. Can you?
I'm going to help explain it. So she, if you look at the top of your U, Emily was saying make a squiggly line because she's a girl to connect the top of the U. Like, it's like the hairline over your forehead, right? Then you got to draw a line connecting, like rounding off the top of your head, so connecting the top of the U to the other side of the U, like in a rounded part. Yeah. And then, now you did something because you like to wear ponytails. What your no? Describe
what you got a ponytail. I did like a donut. In the upper right. So it's like a rubber band, yeah. And then
so I would call that a double circle in the upper right corner of the head.
In my head, and then I sort of did like a poop shape for my hair.
A poop, I would call that maybe a sideways banana along the side of your head. Or you think you drew a poop on the side of your head?
Right. It looks like it.
It sort of looks like okay. So on Daddy's head, she's just drawing a line on top of the U to connect that's not as wavy, and then another top of the line circle. But you can really draw any kind of hair.
Yeah.
Okay. But the top of the U is where you're connecting the hair. And I don't get a side banana, a banana poop on the side. No, I don't get a bit. What are you giving me that? What is that? Oh, you gave me extra hair. Oh, so it's like you just layered on a banana on top of my head.
Okay. For eyes, this is hard. So you're going to have to describe it. Two circles, pretty big.
Two, well, it depends how big your eyes are, right? Okay. So two circles under the hairline.
Not like two circles, like one circle and one circle for both of your eyes.
What's the difference between one circle for both of your eyes and two circles?
I mean two circles. So, like, if they do one circle, then a circle inside.
Oh, you mean two circles next to each other.
And then,
well,
not exactly next.
Well, my marker's so big that it can't even tell it's a circle.
Okay, and then I'm going to do a line like this. Like, a straight line at the bottom of your eyes.
So in each circle, do a straight line at the bottom of the eye.
Yeah. And then you're going to draw little lines going in that line.
Oh my God, this is really technical. Okay, I can't do that on mine. It's too small. I made dots.
You do one big circle in the top right corner, and then you do a littler circle, so whatever angle you want. And then for the mouth, I usually make
it. Hang on a second. So in the circle of the eyes, you drew a line on the sort of on the bottom of the circle, and then you drew little lines up and down. You drew a line across the bottom of the circle, then you drew lines connecting that line to the curve of the circle. Yeah. Then on the top of the circle for each eye, inside of it, you drew another circle to be like the pupil. And then next to the pupil, you drew another little circle to show like, I think it's like the reflection of somebody's eyeball. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we leave the eyes. The eyes are then done. Mm-hmm.
Then for the mouth. It's sort of just like half of a, what's it called?
A U? A U?
No,
a rectangle? An oval?
Yeah. It's half of an oval, and then you put a line, and it doesn't have to be a perfect line because you could be like smiling. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect.
It'd be a side smile.
Yeah. And then I'm going to put a necklace. You just do a, like, or this could be a t-shirt. It depends. I'm going to make a t-shirt. Do like a C, like, you know what I mean?
No, describe it. You're just doing any kind of neckline.
No, I'm not doing a necklace. I'm doing a t-shirt.
Yeah, the top of the t-shirt could be a circle. It could be a deep V.
You can do a V or whatever.
Daddy doesn't like this. You did like a crew neck. They call that a crew neck. Can you say
crew neck? I did a crew neck. And then you're going to do, like, like sort of bend it like that. And then.
And what are those? So out off the neck, you then created like shoulders.
Yeah.
You created like little, you're creating arms. You're making them arms. So off the neck, you're drawing lines that just sort of spin off to the right and down. So go to the middle of the neck and then explode to the right and the left and draw lines to the bottom of the paper.
And then I'm just doing stripes on my shirt.
I'm going to do stripes on my shirt too. People are going to be amazed when they see this, Emily, after the podcast. I'm going to save these photos till we post this episode, okay?
Okay.
But everybody at home, try this. And then when I post this episode, if you want, if you don't want, apparently Emily does not need you to actually do this. I think you should.
Okay,
I know, but you're in progress. Turn it this way so I can see. See everybody, this is how she's doing so far. Okay.
Now, I'm going to make lines in my hair so it actually looks like hair strands, but not. So it's sort of like waves in your hair. But, like, don't make all the lines the same length because then that's weird. Because, like, if all your odds are the same, like, no one has perfectly cut hair. You know what
Why
I mean?
Is that?
Because, like, you can't.
Well, what happens in your hair? Do you do you have split ends?
No.
You have split ends?
What is that?
Like when the end of your hair breaks, I think? No?
No.
Is it called layering? Do you get your hair cut with the
layering.
Do you have any hair tips? Now, your mom works at a beauty company. Do you do special things with your hair to keep it nice? What do you do?
Well, first, you usually want to cut, like, the front a little higher than you would cut the rest of your hair, so it's sort of. So it's not all over your face. And also, don't get long bangs. Recommend don't even have bangs.
Okay, would you hashtag no bangs? Emily is not a girl bangs. You're dropping some real knowledge here, Emily, for these girls that are listening.
It's hard to have bangs.
It is? Why?
Because you have to keep it out of your face, and then some are going to stick to your forehead. It's just annoying.
Have you ever had bangs?
No, but I'm pretty sure.
Do you have friends who have bangs?
I think, yeah.
And you see them do it and you find what they're doing with their bangs is annoying?
I guess.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. All right, so let's finish this picture. We're going to finish home stretch, Okay, finish our photo number two. Yeah. So two drawing podcasts, yeah. Everybody.
It depends if you want it to be like outside or inside, but mine's going to be outside. So I'm going to do a sun in the right corner, just like this. And you don't have to do a sun like this.
So the sun could be a half circle or circle.
Like the sun can be like this. Look. It can be like this.
You gotta tell people what it's mean.
It can be a circle with multiple lines, or it can be like a sun like that, and then line. So it's like a half circle, or you can do a full circle with lines around.
You can do a half circle off the corner, or a full circle like a little bit more inset in the page.
Full circle.
You like a full circle sun?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people like a...
It depends what you like. And then when I was younger, I used to do, like, big lines. So it's like the sun's reflecting. Not reflecting, but, like, putting sun on me.
I was used to draw the lines.
But you don't have to. Just I used to do that.
Did you used to put sunscreen on, too?
Yeah, but I'm not drawing that in my photo.
Okay. We put sunscreen on, but you're not drawing any photo. I get it.
Okay. And then, if you want... Just make clouds. Just sort of do like squiggles.
But I don't want a cloudy day. What if I don't want a cloudy day?
No, because like when it's nice out, there's white clouds.
Daddy!
Yep. Yeah. Oh, we have a visitor.
I eat peas.
Yes.
At Grandpa's house. Can you make it for me?
Yes, we can go to the store today during the.
Okay.
That was a. Shane wanted to do an ad in the middle of the show for Tostina Pizza Rolls. Every kid loves a pizza rolled up into a pile of dough. Tostina Pizza Rolls. Buy them if you can find them during the crisis. Okay, we're finishing up our drawings now.
Yes, we are.
All right, we're finishing up our drawings.
Ever want to.
So we did clouds. We added some clouds, which are just circles with puffs in them. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, if you want, yeah, we're done.
And we're done? Okay, mm-hmm. So that's it.
Do you want to do a pet?
No, I think that, no, this is, I mean, it's a really long drawing podcast. I think we do maybe another episode of animals. But what else do you want to tell people? Wait, here, can you grab the mic? What do you want to tell people? Now, so wait, we did two drawings. What do you want people to do? You want people to share them with you?
I don't care.
Emily, you don't care. You're not really creating a... Do you want people to send us a tweet with their photo if they did it?
Well, how would they send us a tweet?
Go to Dad So Hard Podcast and hashtag Kids So Hard.
And then you're going to take a picture of your parent or fathers or moms, if you're listening, take a picture of the photos you drew and tweet us, okay? So we did two pictures today. What was the first one called, Emily? Flower Pot Sunshine. And the second one was called self. Was this a self-portrait?
Yeah.
Was called self-portrait. We got to post this episode, everybody. When you do it, send us a pic of what you did with your kid and hashtag the thing. Perfect. We love it. Great. Good to see you. Bye-bye.